You're listening to the Whale Scout Podcast with your host, Whitney Neggebauer.
Welcome to the Whale Scout Podcast, everyone. My name is Whitney, and today is April 16th, the day after tax day. And we have a guest on the show today from Penn Met Parks, Eric Genther. And we're going to be talking about our upcoming Whale Scout Helping Out Day at Narrows Park. And so he'll be giving us some really neat insights on what we're going to be doing that day, why Narrows Park is especially important for endangered species. But for now, I want to give you guys an update on what's going on in the whale world. Probably the biggest news right now is that we have four new babies swimming around out there. One with L-Pod, L-121, born to L-94 Calypso, and J-50, which we know is a female, and there was a lot of confusion surrounding her birth, and now we think we've got it all straightened out. We think that her mom is J-16 Slick. I believe she's 42 years old. And another baby, J-51. We don't know the sex, I don't think, yet. Born to J-19, Saatchi. And then J-52, our newest little bundle of orca joy. Born to J-36, Alki, who is the daughter of J-16, Slick. So it seems like J-52 has an aunt that's just a little bit older than he or she is. So it's all so interesting. And L-84 is still tagged, and that tag is still relaying sighting information about at least where L-84 is, and presumably at least some of L-Pod. And they've been hanging out right around the mouth of the Columbia River and to the north around Grace Harbor, which is where NOAA researchers found L-121. And so hopefully they're there, and hopefully they're eating. Last week, the Whale Museum hosted their second CAF workshop, that's Community Action Looking Forward, and sort of followed up with the first one that was done in the fall. And it was, you know, a lot of things have come from that first meeting. Probably one of the biggest pushes forward have been from Sharon Nelson and among others who have gotten together to work to remove the lower four Snake River dams. And so at the meeting, we were joined by Jim Waddell, who's a former Army Corps engineer, who's really spearheading this issue of proving that the economics behind breaching these four Snake River dams is now and has been in the past, you know, in favor of removing the dams. And so we were able to hear from him. And if you are interested in that issue, go to srkwcsi.org. That's SRKW for Southern Resident Killer Whale, CSI, Chinook Salmon Initiative.org. And this coming Friday, we have the Salmon, the Salish Sea Association of Marine Naturalists, gearing up for the summer season up in Friday Harbor. That's April 17th. And we're going to have a variety of speakers there that day talking about minke whales. And what I'm really looking forward to is James Sumich is going to be talking about gray whale populations. We just actually had news that came out in the last day or so that gray whales are holding the world record for longest migration. I think 14,000 miles of a whale named Varvara, who traveled from the western Pacific gray whale population over on the Asian side all the way down and visited the lagoons in Baja with what we think are our eastern Pacific gray whale populations. So we're going to be hearing from him and maybe trying to figure out how we're going to tease these whales apart. And then on Saturday, the day after, Orca Network is hosting their annual Welcome the Whales Parade in Langley on Whidbey Island. And it's been really fun to go to these parades that go right through town and celebration of the gray whales arriving back in Saratoga Passage. And from what I've heard, there's been great sightings of the whales feeding on the ghost shrimp in that area. They recently managed the ghost shrimp harvest. And I think they even completely, don't quote me on this, completely banned the harvest of ghost shrimp in that area. And they've seen already the gray whales coming back and using that area. I'm sure you can learn a lot more about it by visiting Langley and the Orca Network Welcome the Whales Parade on April 18th. That's Saturday. And you can find more information about that in our calendar and other events at the whalescout.org calendar and, of course, with orcanetwork.org. And now I'd like to introduce our guest for today, Eric Genther. We are back here on the Whale Scout podcast. We're joined by Eric Genther, and he is the Special Projects Manager with PennMet Parks. And we are really excited. We're getting ready for our April 25th Whale Scout Helping Out Day at Narrows Park. And it's part of a much larger Parks Appreciation Day. Can you tell us a little bit about that day?
Sure. Well, Parks Appreciation Day is held every April. It's around Earth Day, Arbor Day. We pick a Saturday that misses the Daffodil Parade. And around Pierce County, there's over 2,000 people that come out and help enhance the parks. We get about 300-400 in our area, maybe a few more in some of the outskirts here. But a real good day. We make a lot of progress on the parks, and a lot of people have a good time.
We are really looking forward to it. It's the first time that we're actually kind of getting down further south. And it was really interesting. A year ago, like yesterday, K-Pod, which is one of our endangered pods of killer whales, came down all the way through Puget Sound, all the way through the Narrows. And it was in the month of April. And so it's kind of like we're just sort of acknowledging that day, and it was sort of unusual, but also really great because the weather was beautiful. And a lot of people got to see K-Pod make a trip down there. So we'll be at Narrows Park helping clean up the park and do some habitat restoration. Can you tell us a little bit about Narrows Park and why it's a special place for people and for killer whales?
Well, it's on the Tacoma Narrows. Our executive director was on the Pierce County Council back in 2000 when there was a PennTAC study that was done for the purpose of evaluating Pierce County's marine shorelines or habitat value for endangered species. And the entire Narrows, and Narrows Park is right on there, it fell into the classification of a high value due to the steep slopes and the eroding and providing habitat and material that's conducive to the proliferation of the Chinook salmon. And the salmon are part of the food chain that supports the whale population in the South Puget Sound.
Yes, and there's been so much work being done lately to try and put more salmon in the ecosystem for endangered killer whales. We know that there's four new babies that have been born just in the last several months. And so it's really exciting, and it's really important time to feed those whales. Can you tell us a little bit about what exactly we're going to be doing at the Narrows Park on April 25th?
Well, we have some of the hillside there that was part of the development project for the park, and there's a lot of invasive weeds that have kind of taken over. We've cut them back a good bit, but we got a little more to do. So removing some invasive weeds. We have some Girl Scouts that come out, and they do a trip up and down the beach collecting any debris that they find, any trash. And that's at Narrows. We have a lot of other parks that we're doing things where we're grooming trails and trimming back some of the brush on the trails. We have plantings of trees and other plants around some of the other parks. Kind of depends on what park you're at, what kind of work. But once we're done with the work at noon, and that didn't mention that we start at 9 and work until noon. This is on Saturday, April 25th. And then when you're all done, we feed you a hot dog lunch at Zama Homestead Park.
Feeding volunteers, I think, goes a really long way. I know I really appreciate it. Having a good meal after spending a lot of time out, being really active. So that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm curious, can you tell us a little bit about how these Chinook salmon use the Narrows Park area? Are they using it for as a juvenile, a rearing area? Or can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I think the entire South Puget Sound there, where they have the banks and the sloughing off of the banks and the trees that fall. I know there's a lot of the permitting these days doesn't allow you just to protect dirt. If you got to protect a house, you can protect a house, but the habitat by the trees falling and the brush that develops along the shoreline provides habitat for the young salmon. We have several creeks around here where there's hatcheries going on. Donkey Creek, we have celebrations in the fall for the Donkey Creek chum returning. And just recently they were putting the young chum in there's a series of tanks that draw water off Donkey Creek and allow the fish to grow. And then they release them into the creek and they return a few years later. But a lot of the habitat along the narrows and along all the shoreline of South Puget Sound here, they're trying to use more passive techniques for restoring the bank. And in fact, at Narrows, there was one of the early projects of using the tree stumps as the bulkhead, a natural bulkhead, to keep the erosion from going too deep, but also to provide the habitat. And I don't know all the details, but I've heard about, you know, down up through the food chain, there's small little crabs and other little things that jump up on top. And when you have the big sheer bulkhead, they don't have anywhere to go at high tide. And so these gradual rock areas, or in this case, the tree stump areas, provide them somewhere to go at high tide so they don't all die out. That provides food then on up the chain.
And for people to get ready for the day, what else should they bring with them? So I know they should dress for the weather, and then are there tools that people can bring?
Yeah, well, certainly take a look at the weather and see what it's going to be doing that day. I kind of think we're a little iffy right now, but it sounds on the better side of that. But be ready in case it's cool or wet. Certainly bring some gloves. And then a lot of what we're doing at Narrows Park for the older troops are removing some of the invasive weeds. So shears, loppers, weeders, pruners, maybe some mattocks-type devices that can, you know, dig some roots out if we have some of those. That's most of what we're doing, but definitely bring some gloves. We'll have a few tools there, but we get such a great turnout for volunteers. We just don't have enough tools to put one in everybody's hand, so appreciate you bringing them. Do label them. Put your name on it, put a piece of tape on it. We will have some of that there in case you forget, but it's always good to label the tools. We encourage carpooling, and certainly want everybody to just come out and have some fun, burn a few calories, and enjoy the parks.
Fantastic. And where can people get more information to get involved? We're going to put up, we have information on the whalescout.org site about Narrows Park and about the group that we are bringing to that park, but where can people find information about the entire Parks Appreciation Day?
Well, the Greater Pierce County Group has a website that's parksappreciationday.net, and that's hosted by the Metro Parks Tacoma group. It's on their website, and then there are links there to all of the individual groups. We are penmetparks.org, and we have information there on the projects that we'll be doing. But generally, it's just find the address, show up, and we'll keep you busy for the morning.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming on the Whale Scout podcast today, and we look forward to catching up with you and your staff April 25th at the Narrows Park at 9 a.m. Thank you so much.
Well, Whitney, thanks for having me, and thank you to the entire Whale Scout group for coming down and helping out.
You're very welcome. And we'd like to thank you today for tuning into the Whale Scout podcast. I invite you to go up to whalescout.org and check out our website. We relaunched and there's tons of new info. It's a beautiful website. And we've got an event calendar, all sorts of great things up there. So check that out. And also on May 5th, Whale Scout is participating in the Seattle Foundation's Give Big Day. And this is really cool. They have one day where you can go up online and donate to a whole huge list of organizations. And Whale Scout's up there. We're one of them. And every donation will be matched by what they call a stretch pool. So it's a great day to give. And they also have what they call golden tickets. And donors will be chosen at random from all the donations. And then all these winners who receive golden tickets have an additional $1,000 given in their name to the same charity that received their donation. So that's really cool. You could have a chance to really give big that day. More information on our website and at the seattlefoundation.org. Again, that day is May 5th. And I hope that you all stay tuned, because we have some really big announcements that we're going to be making in the next few weeks. We've got big, huge, gigantic, hairy plans for the summer season and going into fall. So please stay tuned. Check out our Facebook page, website, and keep listening to the Whale Scout podcast. We are free and available on iTunes. Thank you very much. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to the Whale Scout podcast. Your voluntary donation goes toward the recovery of whale species and enhanced whale watching opportunities in the Pacific Northwest. Please visit www.whalescout.org for more information. Manatee.